We are in cyclone season, and while it might be sunny and warm now, you never know when a cyclone's going to hit, and you need to be prepared, Rach.
Absolutely. Now, a lot of times when we do have a cyclone, that means the power goes out, and the people that are going to help us out with that are our mates, Ergon Energy. Joining us on the line right now, we have got Dan from Ergon Energy. Dan, if someone's power goes out, I bet you're the first response that they go to.
Yeah, that's correct. So if someone loses their power, generally we'll get a phone call to say that lost power, and we'll be on our way to try fixes as long as it's safe for us to get in there and do so.
Now, when someone's power does go out, what do they need to be cautious of around their house?
Oh, so obviously, one of the biggest things for us would be fallen power lines. Branches and those kind of things can bring lines down, and they can conceal them quite well underneath the leaves and stuff like that. And every power line should be treated like that. It is live. It can be very dangerous, so that community safety is obviously our biggest concern after a major event like that. Also, if you're cleaning up after a storm or a flood or anything, just turn the power off in your house. You've got to look out for electric shocks. You don't know if there's any damaged appliances in your house, and really making sure your own network and the safety of your own house is okay. I couldn't count how many times we've actually gone to a house where they've been waiting a few days for their power to be switched back on, and we get there and they've got damage to their own installation, so we actually can't turn that power back on straight away.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's one to keep in mind. Now, when it comes to preparation with our homes, is there things we can be doing that can maybe help minimise the loss of power?
Yeah, most certainly. So just our general things. So looking out for anything that can basically become airborne, so trampolines, gazebos, those kind of things that we might just have sitting in our backyard.
Okay, how likely is a trampoline taking down a power line?
We've had three in the last 3 months.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Right, so that's quite likely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it does. It happens a lot, and not just trampolines. So even out on in some of our rural properties, where we've got bits of corrugated iron and those kind of things lying around in the farms, they really easily get flicked up and put into the lines.
Okay, well, look, when your power does go out, you do need to make sure that your phone is charged. So luckily, we've got power banks up for grabs right now. You can score those. Register at our website, hit.com.au. It's all thanks to the guys at BOQ Mackay City, covering you, your home and your travel this storm season. Dan from Ergon, thanks so much for your time this morning.
No worries, thank you.